it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Wednesday, July 21st. Without a doubt, let's get it in. And today is a special episode of the Slack is Talk podcast because, as I said earlier, today is Wednesday. You know, normally I appear on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'm dropping a special episode today on Wednesday because, you know, I missed, you know, last week. But before I get into that, I want to give a shout out, man. Matter of fact, I want to dedicate this episode to the man himself, the legend. Rest in peace to Biz Markie. If you don't know who Biz Markie is, man, Biz Markie is a legend in the music industry in general, man. This period, like, he's a little bit before my time, but he's one of the first artists that I knew about through my older brothers and sisters and, you know, people that was older than me. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the first names that I knew about through them. When I think about all the trailblazers, all the rappers that came, you know, a little bit before my time, he's one of the first ones I think about, man. I think about like him, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, you know what I'm saying? The world-class wrecking crew on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? People like that, man. And I just want to say thank you, man, and rest in peace for the legendary status that you created in the industry. Your music is heavily sampled. Your legacy would always and forever live on. And I just want to say thank you for what you did in the industry. And rest in peace, brother. We love you. Now, I'm sorry for missing or being missing in action the last week. But last week, man, I did something special, man. I had an opportunity to do something special. I went on vacation, which to me is always, you know, something always special anyway, being on vacation. Nothing wrong with that. But it's even more special because I went to vacation and I actually went home to my hometown in New York, you know? Ain't nothing like visiting your hometown, man. Ain't nothing like it, you know? It's just the one and only, you know? That's always the place that you grew up. That's always the place that should be the most special to you. That's where you got your start. That's where your beginnings happened. That's where you went to school at. That's where you did everything probably for the first time. You know what I'm saying? Unless you moved, you know, when you first was born or something like that. But this is, you know, your hometown is where you build your legacy. You know, it's normally the first place where you build your legacy, man. And this time I visited my hometown, of course, you know, it's not the first time that I've been back, of course. But what was special about it is it was the first time that I visited back home while I have the Slack is Talk podcast going. You know, this is my first time visiting home while the Slack is Talk is on air. You know, and that was special to me. You know, that was special to me. And I actually thought about that, too. And upon thinking about that, it gave me an idea for the show. You know, and with that idea came reality. On today's show, I want to talk about three of the most important things that a person should do when they visit their hometown and whenever they go back to their hometown. I want to talk about three of the most important things that you should do for your hometown, for those of you who ever move or leave for any old reason. These are three of the most important things that you should do for your hometown. The first thing that you should do, and I kind of like touched on this already a little bit earlier in the show already. the first thing you should do is always make it your business to go back and visit special places. Always go back and visit the special places that happened while you were living in your hometown. Now, for me, you know, I gave you some restaurants already. You know, I gave you my favorite restaurants already. I did that. But for me, some of those special places were school. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance when I went to New York. I visited every school that I went to. I visited PS40. You know, I used to live right across the street from there. You know what I'm saying? I can't help but to see that. I visited IS8. That's the school I went to when I graduated PS40. And also, I visited Springfield Gardens High School. You know what I'm saying? I've got a chance to visit all three. The reason why you visit the special places in your hometown, first, you got to think about it. Where are the places that you spent the most time while you were living there? School was one of them. You know what I'm saying? School was definitely one of them. Like, we used to go to school every day for 6, 7, 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? It felt like you were at school more than you was at home. You know, school was like your second home. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to see any teachers or anybody that I knew or nothing like that. But just getting a chance to see those three buildings, like, together, like, back to back, it kind of like, you know, you saw the revolution, or excuse me, the evolution of your life, like, right in front of you, man. Like, you know, you started here, then went there, then you ended up here, you know what I'm saying? It was a good feeling, like, to see that back to back. And another place that I went to, where I lived at in 40, we had a community center, you know, and it's still there, too. We went to camp at this community center in the summertime, and like all year round, like it was like a multi-complex, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, it was like a rental building, you know what I'm saying? People could rent it if they had a birthday party, you know, they wanted to do, or some kind of like special event coming up, you know what I'm saying? My brothers and sisters had their baby shower, you know, for my nieces and nephews in that building. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my families had birthday parties in that building. You know what I'm saying? A lot of memories. But I just remember as a kid, like, you know, they had a game room. You know what I'm saying? And for me, you know, during my time, it was Genesis, it was Nintendo, and it was Super Nintendo. You know, I know y'all laughing at me because I'm showing my age. A lot of y'all youngsters, man, don't know what Genesis is, but yeah, man, it was a game room in there, man. And, you know, we used to just battle, man. We used to play Double Dribble, Streets of Rage, NBA Live 95, you know, Live 96. Before the Live came out, it was like Bulls versus Lakers. It was the two NBA teams, you know, going at it. Like, whoever won the championship, that was the name of the game the next year. And, you know, you won. You won the game, you stayed on, you know what I'm saying? If you lost, you know what I mean, you better call next. You know what I mean? That's the only way you get back on. And, you know, we just to do battle, man. Like, Streets of Rage, Street Fighter, all kind of stuff, man. Mortal Kombat, all that, man. We used to get it in, you know? They had a workout center in there. We used to work out. I used to go ahead and get training, you know, a little training, man, before I go out and play basketball. All kind of stuff, man. It was just like, it brought back memories. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff that you never forget. Things that you never forget. We talking about some classic times here on the Slackers Talk podcast.
Kids are the future. All kids should have an education. Every kid has great potential. Kids deserve to be honored. And most importantly, every kid has a vision. These are all personal beliefs of the Vision for Kids organization. And now Vision for Kids is teaming up with Vision Live Network and the Right Vision Journal to give kids the recognition they deserve. If you are a parent or know a child that has recently had an accomplishment or has been honored, we would like to showcase your story in our network. Your story will be published in the Right Vision Journal and featured across all of our network platforms. To get started, email Celeste Howard at hsf-vision vision-management.com or leave a request at www.visionlivenetwork.com. We know every kid has a vision, and now it's time for the world to see yours. And now, welcome back to the Slackest Talk Podcast.
And I'm back here on the Slackest Talk Podcast. We're talking about three things that's important for somebody to do when they go back and visit their hometown. For those of you that ever left their hometown, we're talking about three important things. And the second thing that I want to talk about is equally important, you know. And as I go through this list of three, I'm not doing it in no in particular order as far as like what's more important, because they all important. But I'm just giving you three, you know, for the day. And the second one, always give back to your community, man. And I'm going to say it again because I can't say it enough. Always give back to your community. You know, that's definitely important. You know, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to give $1 million. It's more than one way to give back to your community. You know, it don't necessarily have to be money. You know what I'm saying? Let's say growing up, you know, you went to camp every year at a certain place. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that camp is still open. You can, you know that camp need certain supplies, man, to keep running. You know what I'm saying? They might need, like, water. You know, they might, depending on what kind of camp it is, man, you know, it might be, they might do sports. You know what I'm saying? You can give basketballs, man. You can give, you know, tennis, whatever, tennis rackets, man, golf, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they do. You could bring water. You know what I'm saying? You could provide snacks, like, once a month. Or, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a millionaire to give back. It's like other things that you can do. If it's a camp, you know, go and volunteer for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Be of help, you know. Help them with their homework, things like that. Like, for me, like, you know, growing up, when we was on the basketball court in my hometown, we didn't have, like, basketball nets. The hoops didn't have, like, basketball nets too much, you know what I'm saying? Because people used to take them down. You know, go back and put some nets on the rims, man. You know what I mean? Make the kids want to come out and play ball, you know what I'm saying? The net, having the net adds, like, an extra incentive to it, you know what I'm saying? It used to for me anyway. Maybe times have changed, you know what I'm saying? But when you see that net, you know what I mean? It's something about the ball going in when it got a net on it, man. That just add that extra flair to it. You know what I'm saying? You could join, you know, you could join some kind of committee. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's like camp, sports, schools, or something like that. I say join the committee because you being a person that lived in this neighborhood, you know, you from the community, you known and stuff like that. People respect you. People know who you are. You know what the people want. You know what I'm saying? You know what the kids like. You know what I'm saying? You know what that community is lacking. You know what that community needs. You know what that community need help in. And the list just goes on. You know what I'm saying? Like, too many times, like, we have people in charge of our community that has never lived there. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the problems that we got in the world today. We got people in a leadership position that never live a day in their life what they're trying to lead. You know what I'm saying? And it just turns out to be a disaster, you know? And nobody suffers but the people in that community. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing being done about it. So, like, definitely, man, if you can get on some kind of committee and just be a voice, that'd be definitely well needed. Another way of giving back to the community is just by being there, man, and showing people that you care, man. You know, if you give back to the community, watch the kids' reaction, man. They'll love you for that, man. You know, they'll love you. They'll never forget it. I never forget that day that, you know, Jesse Jackson came to the hood. You know, Jesse Jackson. He came to the middle of 40 Projects, man. Like, I never forget that. Like, he was the only one that I ever seen do that. And that made me feel like, yo, this dude, you know, this guy really cared, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this show people that you care and that, you know, you there for them. Like, you see them, you know. The kids will love you. The kids will always remember that. And you'd always be a name to remember in your community for life.
You are now in the mix with Mr. 40 Vision, film producer Jason Slack.
And welcome back to the Slackest Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. On today's show, we honoring the great, late Biz Markie. And on the last segment of this show, I want to talk to y'all about the one thing that you definitely have to do. It's the one thing that you must do for your hometown. And that one thing is, never forget where you come from. I'm going to repeat that again. Never forget where you come from. A lot of people, they make it and they become successful and, you know, they become arrogant. They disown everything about their lifestyle. They disown everything about their past. They disown, you know, their friends. They forget all the people that they knew. They forget all the people that helped them along the way. And they take on this persona that they was just fabulous their whole life. You know what I'm saying? Everything was just fabulous. The whole existence of living and the whole time of living, everything just went right. You know, they never lived in this neighborhood before. They don't know anybody. They just come off as they better than that. My advice to you, don't be that person, man. Don't ever be that person. Like, let me give you a quick story. You know, and this is one of the, I'm not even going to say one of them. This is the best thing that happened, you know, when I visited New York, besides seeing my family and everybody. This is the best memory I had of, you know, visiting my hometown and being on vacation this past week. I actually had the chance to see two people that helped me film Raw, my movie. Just in case you don't know, I'm a, you know, how could you not know? I'm a film producer at heart, you know what I'm saying? My first movie is called Raw. And the first thing that I did was I filmed the trailer in my own hometown, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't forget where I came from, you know what I'm saying? 40 Projects is where I originated the idea. You know, 40 Projects is where I wrote the script at. I felt like it's only right that my first film would be in 40 Projects. You know what I'm saying? And as I was telling you earlier, you know, I was filming. Everybody loved it, man. People came out. People said, you know, they had never seen nothing like that before. It was just the greatest experience, man. Like watching somebody do something positive in that neighborhood. It was just all love. And when I went back to New York this past week, I actually ran into two people that helped me with the filming of Raw. The first person, and I'm going to, you know, mention her by name, man, because she deserves it. Her name is Miss Marie. She let me use her apartment, you know, to set up and film, you know, so, you know, she was just willing to help any way possible. And I remember when I asked her, her exact words to me was, she could never stand in the way of greatness, you know, and I would never forget that. Just in case you've been living under a rock and you have never seen the trailer roll, go to YouTube and type in 40 Vision Films and you'll see the trailer. The name of it is Roll. You'll see the building. You know what I'm saying? That's my hometown. You'll see Miss Marie. She's actually in it. You know what I'm saying? She's a celebrity. She's a celebrity now. You know what I mean? And I know I'm getting off pace, but she was just of help, man. She let me set up. She helped me with the filming. And she told me to do whatever is needed because she didn't want to get in the way of greatness. And that holds a special place in my heart, man. That's, Roe was the first time that I ever filmed. You know, that was the first time that I ever seen my vision come to life. And to get to the point, I would never forget that. I would never forget that. You know, to see my vision for the first time, to be able to do it in my building, to be able to do it in my hometown, that's something that would never leave me. And every chance I get, every chance that I get, I'm going to take care of Miss Marie. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I can do, she got it. You know, because I never forget where I come from. And if she wants to be on the podcast, she got it. If she wants to be in the movie, she got it. Whatever's needed, because I would never forget that. I also seen another guy that played a part, you know. His name is Randy. He was in the film. He played the father, you know what I'm saying? When Ro comes home, you know, unfortunately Ro sees him. I don't want to give too much into it. I want you to go to YouTube and actually see the trailer for those of you that didn't. But I got a chance to see him, and I told him the same thing. You know, whatever's needed, man, you got it. You know, I always appreciate that, man. Y'all always be a part of me. Y'all always be a part of my family. And that just don't go for them. That goes for everybody. Anybody at my hometown that has ever given me advice. Everybody that supported me that day. And it's the entire time that I lived in New York. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that has treated me, you know, right. Anybody that has, like, never steered me wrong. All my real friends, all my family, you know, people I went to school with. Just everybody, man. I never forget them, man. And anything that I could do to help or be there, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Even on a larger scale, podcast or no podcast, you know, I'm from 40 Projects. And I always will be from 40 Projects. And I never forget that. Just how Miss Marie was willing to help me, I'm willing to help the next person. Let's keep this community wealth going. This has been an episode of the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and we'll talk again next week. Peace.